TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
I'm recording, guys.
Me too, guys.
Me three, guys.
Just that I always record as soon as we start, man. I'm just like on the ball.
Mm-hmm. We know that about you. You love being on ball.
He turned his camera off, guys.
It probably sucks the bandwidth.
All right, well, then.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
And my camera is tucked away right now.
Oh, and Danelle just walked in the room, so she missed all the camera goodness. She's standing here brushing her teeth like a superhero.
What does that mean? Hand on their hips?
Yeah, exactly.
Both hands? Because that's pretty amazing.
No. Yeah, that would be amazing if she did it with both hands. Then that would be exactly like a superhero. Probably, I'm going to say Scarlet Witch.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Or Jean Grey.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or probably a million other superheroes.
Isn't one version of Supergirl telekinetic?
Yes, I think.
I always get confused because there's like several different versions of her with like different power sets, and one of them is Power Girl.
One of them, she's like a shapeshifter.
Yeah.
That one's weird.
I think that's one where she's telekinetic.
I'm very confused by Captain Marvel.
I'm confused,
which one?
But. In a different
like,
way.
Like, just said that there's so many iterations.
Oh, yeah, yeah, oh.
Like, some are male, some are female.
Yep. Yeah.
Just like Supergirl. A bunch of different versions, a bunch of different powers, both named Danvers. Interesting. Interesting. Danelle contends that it is, in fact, not interesting.
She's probably right.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe we make a few of you laugh as well.
This week we start off with a sex party, then we talk about movies, politics, Dave Chappelle, lots of great stuff. And when you hear this sound...
I'll get you next time, Gadget. Next time.
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
Welcome.
Actually, I hope the microphone picked up the toilet flush in the background just as I said that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and shut the door.
My window's open, so just airing out my room, but I'm going to close it real quick. Hopefully dampen some of the noise. So
welcome
right
to the adjusting background sounds part of the episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
I was tempted to make Jawa noises in the background, like I had a Jawa infestation, but I thought that would be a bridge too far.
Atiti!
Taku Watiti!
There we go.
Qual O-T.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. All right. Adjusting stuff. Now I'm set. All right.
Yes. Set your adjusts.
There we go.
Didn't Taika Waititi direct an episode of The Mandalorian?
Maybe.
If there wasn't a Jawa in that episode, they missed an opportunity.
Yep. I think like if he did, that is going to be the weird episode of The Mandalorian. And I'm going to love it hard.
I don't know if I ever told you...
that you love me?
Yeah,
yes,
I do love
you did.
The girl I used to date, Erin, she did not like Wes Anderson because she felt his movies were like too curated. And then I watched Hunt for the Wilder People, directed by, you know, Taika Waititi?
Yep.
I believe that's right.
It is so influenced by Wes Anderson.
Okay.
It's like a Wes Anderson movie that he did not make. I was like, how did he not like, this is so Wes Anderson.
Tim, get her on the phone. Let her know.
Hey, Erin. This is Tim. No, we've never met.
Noah kept you apart from this part of his life and was probably wise to have done so.
I don't particularly care for Wes Anderson either.
Oh, that's fine. I just thought it was funny that was like one of her favorite movies. I'm like, this is so influenced by Wes Anderson. I tried to get to meet you guys, but it just didn't happen.
Well, her loss, in more ways than one, because I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
What, Titi? I'm Noah, the N in Tancast.
And previously, the N in Aaron.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, because they had sex, Andy.
Biggie bing bong. So, I was hanging out with Tim and Jeff. And I don't know how it came up, but I brought up, and I thought I talked about this off air, but I'll talk about it now. I went to a sex party one time a couple years ago. Did I never tell you this?
You told us.
Yeah, okay, I thought I did.
Wait.
I was like, damn, I am living vicariously through Noah right now.
He did?
He did.
I was like, I feel like that's something I would tell you guys. Not well, on Tancast per se, but like.
Then you definitely told me, Tim.
Did he mention the cheese friend. Plate?
Charcuterie.
Charcuterie.
So I was
in here. We have the meats, and next to those gentlemen, we have the cold cuts.
So this party was a potluck.
The luckiest of potlucks.
So you know, people brought like you know cheeses
Noah,
and
Noah.
Meats.
Did they call it a pot fuck?
No, they did not.
Oh! Missed opportunity.
Like next
just
time.
Like Oreo, leaving money on the table when they made s'mores out of Oreos. They didn't call them s'moreos.
If Andy got there in like a hot second, then yeah, everyone else.
Oh, fuck. Anywho.
Sorry, please continue. Potluck.
So, you know, it was a sex party, so I had sex. And I was nude. And at one point, like, you know, I was like, oh, I'm hungry, I'm going to get a snack. And I'm like, I'm eating at the table with my dick out. And I'm like, this feels so weird to have, like, my dick out next to the charcuterie plate. Like, it's just standing there, like, eating cheeses and meats. And, like, I'm like, I feel like this is unsanitary.
Someone's like, hey, Noah. And you turn too quickly and everything's ruined.
My dick rubs over everything.
You know, even if not that, just, like, the spray off of it, like a SeaWorld show.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Like a SeaWorld show, they kept his dick in an unnatural habitat for too long.
But I don't know if I'm probably mentioned, but, like, it was generally a good experience. Like, it was a good, like, first one to go to just because, like, the potluck part made it kind of, like, casual, like, oh, hey, how you doing? Like, because it all started off like, oh, we're just going to eat some food together. And then, like, you know, people got in the pool. And then, you know, then people started fucking. But it wasn't like you just walk in and, like, people are just fucking. And everyone was really nice. Like, at one point, this guy brought me and the lady I was with a blanket. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, oh, well, you guys are very friendly.
How do you be the first couple to start fucking at a sex party? Like, it's like, you know, like when nobody's dancing on the dance floor and you got to be the first people to go dancing. But like 10 times more scrutiny.
See, Tim, I think the solution for that is everyone arrives wearing like masks and like stuff from Renaissance Italy, just like fully decked out. So no one can tell who anyone is. Then you have one creepy blindfolded guy in the corner just playing the piano going, din, 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 din. And that's it. Then everybody drops all of the crazy Italian garb and just get to fucking.
Eyes wide shut?
That's the one.
Okay, I'm like, either Andy has...
No, Andy has a rich fantasy life, Tim. That's...
I was like,
Andy has some
Andy
very...
has an experience that he hasn't shared.
Nope. No. Just some very specific fetishes.
What was the movie that you had to manually do something with? Because I was trying to, like, watch a movie with Nicole, Tim.
What?
Sorry.
I had to manually do something with it?
I get to go fix the movie, I feel like.
You had to give a movie hand service?
So we could finish it.
So we could finish.
It's like something happened to the movie, and you had to like go do something so we could finish watching it. And, like,
oh, something happened.
Jesus Christ, Andy.
You just keep stepping in it, Noah. Come on.
I'm going to take Noah's side of this one. Andy, just let him get through this.
That's just because you're annoyed that someone who's not you is telling a story right now. But no, please continue.
I am?
No, Tim is.
Oh.
That's why he's on your
to
side.
To the story.
He wants you to get done with your story
you're
faster.
Interrupting a story.
So that the spotlights can turn back to Tim.
Man, I need a little salty today.
Oh, I think I absorbed Tim's soul. I'm feeling it. I like the power. Mm.
I thought it might have been Eyes Wide Shut, Tim. But
it might have been.
But maybe not.
I don't remember. Oh, was that one where I had to manually spin the platter the entire time?
Yes.
Oh, I mean, I remember doing it. I don't remember it being for you. Oh, that makes your arm tired. For those of you who've never been up in a movie theater booth it's not this way anymore, I don't think. It's all digital now, right? Nobody uses it.
I'm sure
film
some
does
people
still
do.
Exist. So, like, I think most theaters probably still have, like, a film projector somewhere. You know, if they're going to, like, you know, run off something old.
Got it.
Like a film festival or whatever, but yeah.
So they have, like, these gigantic... So the movie, like... When you see a movie on film, like in TV, it's usually like a tiny projector with two wheels spinning on it, and it goes from one to the other through the camera. That's not how it works in a movie, like an actual movie theater movie, because the film is so big, they just spool it all onto a big platter, and it gets...
Sideways.
Yes, sideways, yeah. On its side. And it gets, like, taken out and goes through the projector and goes to another platter, and then, like... It like it's pulled from the middle and re-spooled on the new platter until it takes all from the bottom one onto the, let's say, it doesn't have to be top or bottom, but whatever, onto the top one. And for some reason, the motor had stopped working, so I had to keep spinning the platter by hand. And it's just like, it's like a gigantic, like, it's the size of like a small table.
Yeah.
Like, you know, one of those round tables you eat at.
Yeah, and, four people could eat around one of these things.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I remember being bigger.
That's what she said.
Maybe five or six.
Penises.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, Tim.
I'm going to have to agree with Noah on this one. It was uncalled for. Anyway, so what Noah's describing is me through the entirety of the third act of Eyes Wide Shut, I think, let's just say, because no one's going to contradict us. It's not like Nicole listens.
I mean, I don't remember. I thought it might have been
she's
that.
She's dead. Oh, what?
I don't remember. I thought it might have been that, because I thought you were like, I did that for you, Noah.
I mean, yeah. Memory fades as you age, Noah.
What?
You'll learn.
Who are you? What are we doing? What
so
is
anyway,
this?
Welcome to Tamcast. I'm Tim, the T in Tamcast. Oh, wait. Did we do that already?
We already did that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you have a, if you have a chance to go to a sex party, bring
that
your charcuterie plate. What? What's going on? Sorry.
It was bait, and I bit.
Oh, Tim, you didn't realize it was a bit?
Nope. You know why, Tim?
Because I'm that good.
Sometimes when you age, your cognitive functions start to decrease.
Anyway, back to Noah's sex party. So, he's there. The charcuterie is delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of cheese. It was wonderful. I recommend you go to one.
Oh, man. Sex party with lots of cheese.
Man. I cannot... In my wildest dreams, imagine Danelle agreeing to that. So
what?
We're gonna go to a sex party. Where are you going? I haven't even finished talking.
Would either of you go to one?
Man. How funny would it be if she were to bust in right now and be like, when and where?
Will there be charcuterie? Probably not.
Can I fuck Noah? Probably.
No, sorry, that was an answer to Noah's question a second ago. Probably not. I don't think I would go, even if I had a partner that was into it.
What if, like, your partner was really into it and, like, they wanted to do it? Like, would you do it for them?
Maybe.
So I think I would be less likely to just do it for someone else than I would be to do it if, like, we both were a little interested in it, but, like both unsure. It's like if our levels of interest were relatively even, I think I would be way more likely to say yes. And that goes for either way. Like, if they're way more interested in it than me, I'd be less likely to feel comfortable with it. And if I was way more interested in it than them, I would be less likely to, like, way less likely to even ask, like, even broach the subject in a serious way. Just, it feels like either way, like, that's a big ask and a big risk of just, like, introducing chaos into the relationship.
Why do you think that?
I mean,
you don't, like, well, so I should say that, like, A, you don't have to do anything. Like, you could, like, there's people there who aren't doing anything at all sexual.
Yeah, no, I definitely get that. And I guess...
Sex party wallflowers, they call them. Which is going to be the title of my next album.
It's definitely not a first date thing.
Yeah, and I get it. You don't have to do, like... maybe it makes a better first date thing. Who knows? I totally get that, like, some people just go to watch, and other people go to, like, you know, watch others and be watched, but, like, just stay with their one partner. And right. Other people go to, like, actively swing or experiment or, you know, like, you know, swap or group or some variant thereof. Yeah, I get that there's like a whole spectrum there. So my answer is kind of like, it's a bit reductive because I don't want to get into like a whole flow chart. Like, well, if it was this and I this and she this, then this.
So for you, it's not easy yes or no answer. It's just like it's dependent on a lot of things.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to go and just silently jerk off while awkwardly staring at one couple.
I want to go and silently jerk off while staring at the potluck table.
just intense eye contact that is unwavering.
They do have people that monitor. They may, I don't know what the, like, definitely, like,
swat the monitor away. Get away from me. Not now.
You switch your laser focus to the monitor. Like, all right, now it's you.
Now you have fallen into my web.
You have brought down my wrath.
Don't talk. Wait, no, talk more. Almost
Wait,
done.
That's a little too much. A little bit less.
Almost done. Almost there. Oh, yeah. Keep telling me I need to stop. That's it. That's my fetish. Tell me you're going to kick me out. Come on.
Say, not on the prosciutto.
I think the Cinnabon would be worse because, like, you wouldn't be able to tell which one was which.
Wait, there was a Cinnabon at the party?
No.
Oh.
And it was just making up stuff because it has
glaze. I was like,
now I'm
more interested than I was.
I mean, you could bring Cinnabon.
Oh, you're right. It was a potluck.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, then I could just bring my own food.
It was like, I'm going to fuck a Cinnabon.
Yeah, I just go home and eat.
The idea was you share it.
Well, I just meant I could just go eat what I wanted.
Tim's like, Danelle, I don't care what you get up to, but me and the cinnamon roll.
I'm going to get it
set.
Did anybody bring lumpia? That's the shit.
Oh.
I don't think anyone did.
Then I can declare this sex party a failure.
Yeah.
Why isn't there a fast food lumpia chain?
Tim, please name the episode No Lumpia Sex Party.
All right. I mean, we've passed like a dozen or so great episode names just in this discussion.
All right. Well, you know what? You got great taste, Tim. I'll let you pick, as I always do. I don't know why I said that as if, like, I had a choice. The episode's going to be titled What Tim Decides.
So, at work, we have, like...
Sex parties?
No. Okay. But we do have... like, we have, you know, multiple floors, and they want people to be, like, safety people, and so we're joking about, like, well, what do you do if someone's in the bathroom? Because you're supposed to, like, sweep the floor, make sure no one's there if, like, there's an emergency, and we're just like, hurry up in there, squeeze it off, you just gotta go. You're supposed to go in there and be like, wrap it up. It was funnier at the time.
Oh, I'm laughing.
What?
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
That is Danelle, right? Not Tim doing Danelle.
I mean,
yes, I did not.
I was
going to
say that is the best impression Tim has ever done.
Did you honestly think that was Tim throwing his voice to be me? Wow.
No. Like the way you said it, like you
up an octave. Wow.
No. You were talking in a way that you don't normally talk. So I'm like, is Tim being weird right now?
Hey guys.
There you go.
Here. Turns out I don't want to talk to you anymore anyway.
Oh, no. Stay and talk.
Great holiday weekend.
You too.
Bye.
He says you too. And Andy says, oh, no.
Yeah.
And she didn't greet us with, hey, what the fuck do you chuckle nuts want? Which is what I would expect.
She's like, I want to say hello, but I want to wait for them to be done talking. I'm like, they're never done talking. Just say hello.
Yeah. And then it was very confusing because it was like, wait, there's a lady here? This? No. No.
We're having our own little sex party.
Yeah.
Shooto.
Heavy on the shoot, am I right?
It sounded like she had just woken up, so I was like, is Tim being weird? Because she was like, hi, God. I'm like, what? I mean, it sounds like Danelle, but I don't expect to hear Danelle right now.
Yeah.
No one expects the Danelle Inquisition.
Oh, Tim. You went and saw the Far From Home again.
Oh,
yes,
they finally
I did.
Made a
yes,
sequel?
Yes. Yes, well, we saw it together.
The extra footage, did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't worth the... If I wasn't going to see it just because Danelle wanted to see it because she hadn't seen it, I wouldn't have gone back to the theater to see it.
Okay.
Especially because it's going to be on the Blu-ray, so...
Right.
The fuck. But it's basically the stuff that was in the trailer that you're like, hey, wait, that wasn't in the movie. Well, now it is.
All right.
And then one extra scene that has to do with him getting the money to buy the Black Dahlia. But it, like all the stuff that's cut out is it, like right in the beginning, I think. I didn't notice anything else. I was like, oh, that wasn't there before. But
oh,
it's like
it was actually put into the movie. It wasn't like here's at the end some extra scenes.
Yeah, not like Endgame. It was like the when he leaves that little fundraiser deal he's doing with his aunt, and then they just smash cut to him getting his passport, and then smash cut from there to him packing his suitcase. Mm-hmm. It's all in between all that.
Got it.
That makes sense.
But at least you get to see the Iron Spider actually do something besides, you know, talk at the opening. And the scene with when he's fighting people as the Iron Spider is entertaining.
All right.
But again, you can wait for Blu-ray.
I mean, I'm not going to get it on Blu-ray, so.
You can wait for illegally pirated copy or whatever you're going to do. I don't know.
No, I just don't buy movies anymore.
You turd burglar.
Andy Burgles turds. Andy Burgles turds. I saw Angel Has Fallen.
Now, had you seen London Has Fallen?
You know, I don't know if I have all the way through. I definitely have seen Olympus Has Fallen.
All right. We saw that together, baby.
Oh, okay.
Or as my wife likes to refer to it, we lost POTUS.
How many times is this guy going to be like tipped assassinations? Like, they should not let him out anywhere anymore. Like, chances are someone's going to try to kill this guy. I don't think they like him.
Like, no, you stay in. Go stand by the prosciutto.
More sex parties, less guarding the president.
it was fine.
Like, Noah raves, it was fine. Two stars.
If you have, like, one of those free movie pass, you know, not one of those little movie pass deals, you know, it's worth... I mean, if you like stupid, like, action movies, like, it might be worth a watch.
Noah gives it 14 E's in the word
I'm mildly interested, but not drag my body to the theater interested.
Yeah, it's not gonna change your life.
I will say, when I went to go buy tickets for Far From Home, I didn't realize I was buying XD tickets, so I had to pay an upcharge for my normal pass thing. I was like, son of a bitch.
That's how they get you.
And I thought it was an isolated thing because I was like, whew, maybe the showing is just not particularly popular because there was three other people in the theater besides us.
Woo!
On a Thursday at 7:15. So it's not like it was some like late night showing. Like,
mm-hmm.
But then apparently that's been a thing on the internet. People posting the completely empty theater maps when they go to buy. Like, I went to select my tickets and look at this. And it's like the entire theater and then their seat.
I'll get you next time, Gadget. Next time.
So apparently, Far From Home re-release is not burning up the box office in the way they'd hoped. Or at least not on Thursday. I don't know if that changed on Friday. And people are saying, oh, it's because people are boycotting because of Disney. I was like, or more like they just did this a couple months ago with Endgame, found out it wasn't worth it, and decided not to do it this time.
Yeah, well, and again, Endgame was the culmination of, like, over a decade of other films. And Far From Home isn't.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like there's got to be less demand for that kind of shit.
I mean,
not to say I didn't love it. I mean, I really enjoyed the movie.
Yeah, I mean, it was good. I just, not enough where I'm like, I need to go see it again in the theaters. Although, I guess for me, I could easily, I mean, yeah, I guess for me it's more a time thing than a money thing.
Some Franks call it a Kaiser blade. I call it, no, sling blade. Other way around, I get a movie quote wrong from my own damn movie.
Some call it Kaiser blade.
French fried potatoes.
I call it sling blade. That was a good movie.
Sling blade?
Yep. Yeah. That's the one.
Well, we were talking about a lot of things.
Yes.
You may have been quoting Sling Blade to talk about how another movie was great. I don't know you.
Sling Blade was good.
I don't know your business.
I haven't seen it in a while, but I was like, oh, that was an enjoyable movie, Billy Bob. Oh, my God. I was watching Armageddon. Not the whole thing, but I watched part of it. I'm like, it is so ridiculous that he is trying to shoot him with a shotgun, and no one's doing anything about it. I mean, they're mildly like, oh, no, don't do it. But I'm
what?
When Bruce Willis finds out that Ben Affleck is, like, dating his daughter or banging his daughter,
oh,
he starts trying to kill him with a shotgun.
You're right. That is 100% ridiculous.
Like, I mean, he said I wasn't really trying to, but I'm like, no one's, like, really trying to stop him. Like, that is pretty serious. But, I mean, it's movies in general. Like, things that are in movies, like, I feel like someone should be taking this way more seriously, but they're not.
Yep. They should. But then again, that is the movie where they decided that it was easier to train a bunch of oil riggers to, or oil rig workers, oil drillers, whatever, to become astronauts instead of astronauts how to handle an entirely robotically controlled drill. So I push this button and it goes down? Yep. All right. Solved.
Truth.
Oh, I know.
As Michael Bay said to Ben Affleck, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that commentary was like the best part of that movie.
Ben Affleck is always good on a commentary.
Yes.
He is good.
It's like, there was a scene where, like, they're talking in front of a helicopter. He's like, you don't realize how much was involved in getting this helicopter in the shot. Like, there's safety people, there's these checks, you got to redo it, you got to redub the dialogue because there's so much, you know, noise from the helicopter, and you would have forgotten the helicopter was in the shot if I didn't mention it just now.
It has been a while since I've watched a movie with director's commentary. I think mostly it's because my wife could give a shit.
What you do is you put the director's commentary on while you're doing something else and watch and listen to it at work.
And that's
how you hear the Russo brothers and the writers of Endgame discussing Endgame.
Mm-hmm. So my job probably doesn't really lend itself to doing that so much, but I can try.
You're a liar.
I will try.
You mean not just shoveling vast amounts of paperwork from one place to another?
Tim, the paperwork needs my full and undivided attention at all times. Otherwise, it gets all wibbly-wobbly.
Wibbly-wobbly-wobbly.
I mean, I'm not laser-focused on these commentaries. I don't want to give you the impression that I'd be like, oh, I can quote the entire thing to you now, because...
see, some of that may be like my limitation of, like, I am likely to laser-focus on that thing.
Ah, nope. I'm busy wondering why the stupid person who sent me the stupid email was being stupid. I mean, I got to rewind the commentary. I was too busy cussing this person out in my head.
You stupid cum stain.
Actually, sometimes backspace, I cuss them out loud.
Backspace, 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 backspace. Per my previous email.
That seems like a good enough segue as any. How was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
You know, Noah saw a movie. Did you see The Boys yet? Or not The Boys, The Good Boys.
Good Boys. No, I'm actually seeing that today.
Oh! All right. When are we going?
2:30. Wait, 2 o'clock.
All right.
Want me to get you a ticket?
No.
Okay. I thought we were going.
You called my bluff. Well played. This round goes to you, Noah.
You win this one, Noah.
This time.
Next time, Gadget. Next time.
We never saw Dr. Claw, right?
Not until the movie.
The live action movie, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Although there was an action figure of him where he had a face.
Ooh, and what a face it was.
Oh, yes.
I think I remember that. It was messed up, right?
Yeah.
I mean, as a kid, you don't pick up on these things, but I remember, man, maybe this is the time. we're gonna get to see his face. No, it never happened. And then I pick up on that. No, they're never going to show it. I mean, maybe they might have at some point. I mean, I'm sure it was discussed. But, like, it was so much buildup. Like, it'd probably just be a letdown.
Oh, yeah. So if they'd actually drawn the character like this action figure looks, it definitely would have been a letdown. Maybe a letdown, maybe high-octane nightmare fuel.
I'll get you next time, Gadget. Next time.
Dr. Clawface. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It looks like he's in a wind tunnel.
Yeah, it doesn't match his voice at all. It's like when you finally look up a podcaster and see what they look like, you're like, ah!
You're like, oh, you got sexy radio. Whoa!
Well,
no.
Every time I see Jason Manzoukas from How Did This Get Made, when I see his voice come out of his face, I was like, what? What? That doesn't make any sense.
He is an interesting-looking fella.
He is.
Same for, especially if you watch like enough episodes of Archer back to back to back to back, H. John Benjamin.
Good old H. John.
Yep.
H. Diddy to his friends.
Yeah, H. Jitty.
Sure.
P. Diddy.
Schmitty.
Tim and I both sent each other gifts of Schmitty this morning.
We did?
Mm-hmm.
Did you not know who that was that you were sending me a picture of?
Nope.
Oh. Wait, well, that's Schmitty.
I Googled I'm in, I did a search for I'm in, and that was the one that came up.
I used to love that show. He became such a lovable character.
He was like a lovable douche for a good portion of the show.
I mean, I feel like at first he was just a douche.
Oh, yeah, I guess he went from laughable douche to lovable douche.
Yeah. They definitely fleshed out the character way more as it went on, as the show went on.
And I love his peculiar, like, pronunciations of different words. Like, room is rum. Always. Like, consistently. And he would always pronounce every vowel in chutney.
Is that show still going?
No, I think it's over now.
Okay.
It's New Girl, if anyone's curious. New Girl is the show we're talking about.
Did you ever watch the very first episode where they had one of the Wayne's kids on there?
The pilot?
Yeah.
Yes, Damon Wayans Jr., his coach.
And he was so hilarious.
He was. And then he was immediately replaced because he went to do...
He went back to his other show.
Well, no, I think it was Happy Endings got picked up. Like, then they both got picked up at the same time.
Oh, I thought Happy Endings got re-picked up. But anyways, he had to do Happy Endings.
Yeah. So he went to go do another show, which, when it got canceled, he came back.
Yeah, it just wasn't the same, though.
Yeah.
I mean, the pilot, he was on fire. I was like, this is good. So some pilots, they reshoot. Some pilots, they just never show, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I wonder how they make the decision.
Yeah. Some pilots, they shoot, and then they, like, do a complete recast, get picked up, and then, like, just do nothing with that. And then sometimes, very rarely, they will chop up the pilot and reuse bits of it in a future episode.
Are you talking about The Cage?
I am talking about The Cage. Good man, Tim.
Luke Cage or Or is it literally called The Cage?
That would be an episode called The Cage of Star Trek, the original series.
Oh, got it. Yep. I was like, what are we doing here?
Come on, Noah, get your nerd cred out.
Yeah, so there was a different captain in The Cage. And then when they wanted to chop up The Cage and use it in a later episode, whose name is eluding me at the moment.
It's called The Things That Do the Stuff over there.
The Menagerie. Thank you, Google.
I do not know if I could tell you one episode, the name of one episode of Star Trek.
Oh, man, I could tell you a ton of them. So in The Menagerie, they couldn't get the original guy back who had played Captain Pike. So
Because he was dead.
Well, yes.
It's not like his agent was asking for too much money. He's just dead.
He's just too busy. Schedule's too full right now. He's busy decomposing.
Look, man, he's got a serious gig for death. I can't get him out of that contract. It's ironclad.
Wait, was he dead or was he just sick?
Pretty sure he's dead. He's definitely dead now.
I know he died not long after.
He's dead.
But
you can't get him.
I'm pretty sure he was still alive.
Dead, Andy.
When it happened.
Super dead.
Well, we'll see.
I think he died not long after the show went off the air. I think that's what it was. And so, like, they couldn't get him for, like, appearances or, like, you know, show up in one of the movies or whatever, because he was dead. And also, they waited, like, 12 years to make a movie.
You're right, he died in 69. All right, so why couldn't he be 69? In the thing?
Maybe he was sick, or maybe it was just he didn't want to fucking come back for one episode as like a guest star. But no, the solution was to pretend that he had been very, very badly burned, stick another guy in a chair completely mute with like burn mark all over his face, and have him answer questions by beeping a light once for yes and twice for no. Something which has been parodied many, many times since then. But, yeah, it's kind of like that was the OG. Well, we can't get George McFly back, so we'll put prosthetics on another guy and hang him upside down and hope nobody notices the difference.
Huh. In Wikipedia, it literally just says, because he was unavailable. So, I apologize for taking you to task needlessly.
You're a jerk, Tim.
Like, as soon as you said it, I was like, oh, that seems right, because I know he died young. Wait. No, it doesn't.
Wait, yes it does.
Save me, internet!
Look, he's dead.
He is.
There's no bringing him back. Unless you've got the time stone.
This is true.
I have the time stone.
Oh, man, I thought he died sick, but no. Fractured his skull.
At a sex party.
Nope. Injured in an onset explosion.
Too much charcuterie.
Oh. Too much glass cuterie. Cutting car window. Anyways, damn, he was 42. Gentlemen, he was our age.
I just had a friend of mine die that was younger than me.
Oh,
they had high blood pressure and complications from diabetes, and she passed away in her sleep.
Well, that is awful.
Oh. I don't know if I need to put this, I'll tell you who it is later.
Okay.
We can cut all this out since, clearly you didn't want to, you know.
Well, I don't know if it's like someone else's business.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the
protocol. We can err on the side of respectfulness.
Yeah.
For once.
Well, it's really unfortunate.
It is. Yeah, like... Yeah, that's crazy.
Hey, Noah, you know what else is unfortunate?
What?
This week I saw the second Angry Birds movie.
Pretty much the same.
Sorry, I was trying to lampshade hang, like, there's no getting out of this right now. Like, there's not a clean segue. Just gotta wallow in it for a minute.
When I did a Christmas podcast a couple months back about dealing with the loss of a loved one at Christmas, And then I had to go on to the rest of the show after that. I was like, there's no good segue. I'm just going to let it be awkward for a couple seconds as we talk about Christmas food. I was like, there's no way out of this. I'm just getting out of it.
Hey, remember how Grandma died right before Christmas 30 years ago? Well, we're going to share the recipe for her cookies.
No, that's not how I did it. Jesus. Give me some credit. Tell us about the Angry Birds 2 movie. Did it finally pick up all the
dangling threads
from Angry Birds 1?
Oh, you could use Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Why would you interrupt that great joke?
Because we both had great jokes. Yours is better. Go for it.
We both had jokes. I'll give you all that right. much.
Oh, no. Oh, no. The spotlight crept away from Tim.
As running gags go, that's not bad.
Thank you. I'm enjoying it, which is more than I can say for the Angry Birds 2 movie. Oh, man. Okay, so one of the jokes, maybe you can hear the air quotes in my voice, but let me make it real clear. One of the jokes in this movie was the fact that the song Baby Shark exists. Was it a joke about Baby Shark? Was there a Baby Shark? Nope. Baby Shark starts playing, and that's the joke. That's it.
I get it. French class.
Nice. That was Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, right? Not the
Yes, a movie
sequel.
That was huge, but has left no cultural impact whatsoever.
People don't even do the, like, I'm going to hold this this magnifying glass up to my mouth and, like, look crazy while I talk bit anymore. Like, that, even that was big for a little while. Everyone was like, that was crazy and funny when Rick Moranis did that.
It's just weird. Like, that was a huge movie, and then, like, everyone's forgotten about it.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Well, it's funny for it to be a huge movie.
Nah.
Well, fuck everyone. Speaking of sex parties. Yeah, so it was... Maybe it's just that, like, I'm starting to notice this more and more in, like lower quality animated fare. But... Okay, so, like, if you look back on South Park Bigger, Longer, Uncut, there were, there were a bunch of different threads going on, but, like, they all kind of came together at the end. Like, there was a reason that all of those different stories were getting told together, and then you have got the big, you know, face-off with everybody and Satan and the kids trying to save Terrence and Philip and Saddam Hussein and Satan. And, like, all of those, like, those different plots, like, suddenly, like, all join up and become, like, the same film. Angry Birds 2 is one of the movies that doesn't do that, like, at all. So it's like, there's... You know, it's almost like watching, like, a regular TV show where you've got, like, the A plot, and then you also have, like, the B plot, and the A plot and the B plot don't, like, typically need to connect in a TV show. If that's, like, a 30-minute comedy, that's fine. But if it's an hour-and-a-half fucking movie, it's, like, it's just weirdly jarring of, like, I'm just watching two different stories, like, because you didn't have enough content for either one of these things. You just took two different short films and chopped them both up and interleaved them. Like, the one has no bearing or impact on the other. Barely even, like, mentioned or noticed in the other.
Hmm. So what you're saying is Run, Don't Walk.
Yes, yes. Run, Don't Walk to Spider-Man Far From Home, now with extra scenes. Or Good Boys, or whatever the fuck Noah said he watched. I didn't pay much attention.
Angel.
I just remember the fact he said, eh.
Angel Has Fallen.
Yes. I actually did remember what it was. I was...
Okay.
I was mocking what a lukewarm... I was mocking it for the lukewarm review that you gave it. But yeah. One thing completely not about the movie at all. I have, for a long time, given Drew no end of shit because we'll be watching a movie and he'll just turn to his mom or me and, like, just full voice ask a question about, like, something he just saw. Like, is he talking about blah, blah, blah? I'm like, there are other people around you, man. Like, have a little bit of common sense and a little bit of respect and understanding for where you're at. Like, just that tiny recognition of the situation around you. Fucking whisper. Like, that's all I ask. We took a bunch of Drew's friends to see Angry Birds 2, because, like, that's, like, his birthday. Instead of having, like, a big birthday with, like, a lot of friends, we had, like, a much smaller birthday with, like, a whole shitload of activities for, like, a whole day. And this was one of them. The rest of the kids that came, they talked like out loud to each other through the whole fucking film. It's like, I don't think Drew's doing as bad as I thought.
Yeah, I was like, Drew just sat there looking at you like, see, it's how we do it.
Like,
why are you stifling my shit, pops?
I was like, you could have one of these children. I was like, I could not. I would have eaten that child. I would have grilled them up, had some baby back ribs.
I want
he wants his baby back. No, and I made the same joke, same joke.
Hey, is that a baby cue?
Hey, got any gum?
Random. Oh, it was random in the original, and then your reference is random. Randomception.
We are the randomizers.
Yes.
Randomiders. Random. I don't know.
You were going for regulators parody. We also were your head.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do. I was like, randomizers, bowed up. There it is. There
you go. Did it.
Good times.
Well, I mean, that was the high point of my week. The rest of it was work.
Oh.
And now we're here.
They, at my work, they just laid off a bunch of people that are pretty key.
Oh.
You sound way too happy about that.
I'm not happy. It's just like, it's budget reasons, but like, these are people that have been here there a really long time. Also, we're working on this big project, and they have a lot of historical knowledge about how the old thing works, so we can transition to the new thing. Also, mm-hmm. They're still supporting things, and now all these things that they were supporting, well, they say there's going to be a transfer of knowledge, but like, there's one, like, they left two people that know how to do this stuff. So, and they're already slammed, and like, it takes a really long time to get stuff done. So like, oh yeah, now we're just going to make you do all this stuff with just two people. Like, this is not seem like a good idea. So yeah, that's I don't know. Things could change, but that's where it stands out, and we're just like, this is not a good idea. Like, these people are pretty important. It's just gonna make things a lot harder.
Everything on this project you're doing that's already, is bad. I want you to know this.
What was that, Tim?
Everything you're doing is bad. I want you to know this.
That's what on you this say project to that's people. Already taken like way longer than it should, and it's like it's still not done completely, and you're like, how's it gonna take even longer?
Yeah, that doesn't sound promising.
You ever like work at a company and you're like, am I just not that business smart, or these stupid decisions, like, am I just not seeing the bigger picture? Like, I feel like there's been so many jobs where they imagine makes decisions and you're like, this doesn't seem like a good idea. Like, maybe I just don't know, maybe I'm just like, you know, cogging the machine, I don't see the bigger picture. I'm like, but this doesn't seem good.
This, in fact, seems, I'll say it, bad.
Yeah.
Oh, especially at the radio station. I felt like, why are we making these stupid decisions? Who told you this was a good idea, and why don't we fight them?
Because the bean counters are going to count beans, and then the bosses are going to get their performance bonuses, and everyone else can get fucked.
And then I found out this project that we're working on started way before I thought it had. They had hired someone, and I'm like, oh, that guy, he was hired to work on this project? I'm like, I remember him doing anything. I'm like, yeah, he didn't. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, man.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, okay, that's why. I was like, I had no idea. Oh, I feel like this 5 years they've been working on this thing.
You can't rush it.
Yeah. Man, I'm working on a project right now that's going to take years, but like, and they're warning me. They're like, okay, well, if you get involved, like, we're talking about like a long-term commitment. And I was like, I don't know if I want to do that. How long? They're like, it's going to be like two and a half years. It's like, oh, well, shit. Yeah, I can do that.
Like, what did you think they were talking about?
I thought they were talking about longer than two years? Oh, I thought it was going to be like, you know, 5 to 8, because they're talking about like the breadth and the scope of this thing, and like all these different like things are going to have to be replaced and like completely redone, and it's like all over the world. And It's like, oh, holy shit. They're like, yeah, we're going to have it done. And, oh, man, it's going to take forever. Like, two and a half years. Like,
that still seems like a long time. And yeah, it I is. Bet it'll take longer.
It's on track so far.
Okay.
And it's like 8 months in.
That's still not even halfway. Just throwing it out there.
I recognize this.
Plenty of time for you to get fucked up.
Playtime's working off the rails.
Fuck you both.
Oh, man, it's tomorrow. Like, something's going to happen Tuesday. It's going to go all to shit.
Loki hates you both right now.
I'm Nostradamus.
Loki doesn't hate us.
He just wants to rule us.
He just wants to make mischief.
Yes. Yeah. So the company that I left to join my current company, we were in the middle of something that had already been going on for, I think, 2 years, maybe more. And it was like, it was still in the planning stages. It lost a lot of steam and a lot of traction over time because it had the opposite problem to what Noah describes of people just deciding, oh, wait, I can go do more interesting work somewhere else for more pay, so I'm going to do that. So, like, they were just walking out with the knowledge in their head. It's like, oh, well, shit, that sets this whole thing back. And then eventually, I was the person who did that. And I was like, I'm sorry, guys. I know I'm walking out with, like, a lot of historical knowledge because I've worked here for, like, 6 years, but I can do more interesting work somewhere else and get paid more, so I'm going to do that.
Peace out, niggas!
Like, I felt... I found out after I left that, like, I think there was, like, one more person from the project who left, and then it was, like, the project was just dead. It's like... Or, like, it was... put back on the back burner, like we seriously need to rethink this. Like, well, I did what I could while I could.
And that project could have stopped Thanos. Thanks a lot, asshole.
Yeah, I know. Just missed it.
Missed it by that much.
So how was everyone else's weeks? Other than people getting laid off at Noah's work.
Yeah, we got some free PF Changs. So, you know, got that going for
the
me.
The best kind of PF Changs. Oh.
I'd say the second best kind is just P.F. Chang's. they make some tasty food.
It was no Panda Express.
Exactly.
But I enjoyed it. I mean, I realize it's somewhat sad that I compare, like even when I go to authentic Chinese restaurant, you know, however authentic that is, I'm just like, this is no Panda. I'll tell you that right now. They got that orange chicken on lock.
I had a Taco Bell bag at work the other day, and a person was telling me, like, you know, something about, like, an insult to Mexican food or something like that. I'm like, I don't go there thinking, I'm experiencing the culture and the flavors of Mexico every time I get this breakfast AM crunch wrap.
Yeah, I feel the same way about, like, Panda. It's something just like, I just so don't think it tastes delicious.
Something so white, it can't actually be translated literally into Spanish.
I like, but you're not going to tell me it's not delicious. I don't care where it's from. This is American food. That's where other cultures come here and we fuck them up. America.
At my last job, I had asked somebody, I was like, hey, I'm going to grab Taco Bell. You want me to pick you anything up? No, thanks. I don't like Mexican food. I said I was going to Taco Bell. Do you want anything from Taco Bell? I'm not getting Mexican food.
I'm getting Mexican-inspired American food.
No, I'm getting Taco Bell. Like, that's it is what it is. It's a tautology.
You're a tautology. Burn.
What'd you say about my mother? Sick burn. The sickest.
I listened to a podcast and they were talking about like when Taco Bell started serving breakfast. And he said like some year that was like way sooner. I'm like, no, sir. I know this. Taco Bell started. Taco Bell had breakfast in the 90s. They took it away, but they had it. Because I remember I went going to summer school, and there was a Taco Bell nearby, and I would stop by in the morning and get, like, Taco Bell breakfast.
But they didn't bring back the breakfast they had in the 90s, right?
No.
That's too bad. Sounds like you liked it.
And I don't even think it might have been the sticking point. Might have been it wasn't like a full rollout. Like it might have been something they were just trying like locally.
Mm-hmm.
And like then they like years and years and years later they rolled out like everywhere. But yeah, I remember loving it too. I mean, you know, my palate was. I wouldn't say my palate is more refined. It's just broader now.
Yeah, refined would indicate you no longer eat Taco Bell.
Yeah, exactly. I'll eat the shit out of Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's literally how it goes.
Did I tell you about the Popeyes that closed, that got shut down because of a roach?
Yeah, you asked us if we would go to a place if it was reopened.
I went there. It was delicious. I didn't get sick.
You're like, I don't know if it's the roaches or what, but
and it was
same
still,
as it ever was.
Oh, it was still busy, and they sold out of the chicken sandwich.
What is up with this Popeye's chicken sandwich? Why are they selling out of it so quickly?
Man, it's like the new like Uggs with leggings or something. Like this, it's just the fad of the day.
I don't know. I had it. It was good, but I'm like, yeah.
This is the avocado toast of 2019.
Except much less expensive.
Well, yes.
More for black people.
Well. You go look on Twitter and see how many white people are like tweeting about the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
That Popeye's is a melting pot. There are all kinds of people. There are all kinds of people in there. I mean, I don't know. But yeah, there's just as many white people as are black people. Although I would say probably because of the neighborhood. I would say there's not a ton of black people in this neighborhood in general. But yeah, like I see all stripes and colors.
So zebra heavy population?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which, the black is their skin, right? Like, the black is their real color, right?
I think if you shave them, like, they still have, like strips of lighter, but yeah, I think they did figure out that they're black with white stripes and not vice versa. I don't remember how they figured that out.
Should we be researching cancer or something? No, we got to get to the bottom of the zebra stripe issue.
you still listen to Wait, don't you, Tim?
No.
Oh, okay. I just like Paula Poundstone. She's always like, whenever they have a trip about some study, and she just like gets so irritated. Like, what? Why are they studying this? Who needs to know this?
That's nice to know she hasn't changed. She's been doing that since I stopped listening.
She gets so incensed. Like,
you know what? I should pick that back up. There is no reason I'm not listening to it anymore.
I like it because it's funny, but also it keeps me somewhat informed. I mean, I listen to other news podcasts, but it keeps me informed in an entertaining way. Like, yeah, this is real stuff they're talking about. That's how I learn about all the stupid stuff that Donald Trump says.
I get my stupid stuff from Stephen Colbert.
They start introducing a bit, which may have started after you stopped listening, but basically, like, they'll say two things about Donald Trump, and they'll find out, and they'll ask the person, is this true or false? Or they'll like, it's like a quick fire thing. What was that?
It's which one is true and which one do we make up type of thing?
Yeah, exactly. Or, no, I think they'll say something, and it's true or false, and sometimes they just tweak a little bit. Like, so they'll be like, no, what he actually said is like, oh, no, it's true.
Oh, I see.
It's just like a quick fire thing, though.
Okay.
So it's like, yeah, it's like a lightning round, but with like Trump stuff. Mm. It's entertaining.
I'm so glad the downfall of our democracy is made for some great infotainment.
Infotainment?
Infotainment.
Yeah.
I feel like I've heard that word before. I don't
because
know exactly
it's a
what it
very
means.
Popular phrase.
Yeah. Tim did not coin it, Noah. This is not new to Tamcast.
Tim, you could say you made it up, Tim.
Yeah, I did. A homeless guy with a pigeon told me about it.
Yep. No, that type of word is called a portmanteau, which was coined when Natalie Portman started dating the guy who was Black Manta.
That is not true.
Nope. Nope. It's not funny either. No. Like, I was expecting some sort of toe to be involved with a Natalie Portman, but you Black Manta doesn't even sound right. No. Oh, have you guys heard the new Dave Chappelle Netflix special?
No, I've not seen it yet.
No, it's pretty good. If you are friends with a bunch of woke comedians, however, you'll hear no end about how Dave Chappelle needs to be canceled. I'm friends with half really woke and half not woke comedians, and they're fighting it out in my feed. I'm like, Dave Chappelle made me laugh at things I disagree with. That is the mark of a good comedian.
Do you have an example?
He was talking about, he was talking about trans stuff, and people are saying his language was transphobic, and I can't remember anything specific so that I can either defend or not defend it.
Okay.
But I can tell you that the premise was that the LGB, he called them those letters, the LGBTQ were in a, like they were in a car together. And so the G is driving, the L is in the passenger seat, the T is in the back seat next to the B, and the Q is hitching a ride. Like, I don't know where I want to go. I just know I want to get in this car. There's much more to it than that. But I found the entire thing quite amusing. I mean, I laughed out loud a few times.
So you didn't agree that he was kind of making fun of it?
Yeah, I can't remember. Like, something, the overall point he was making, I'm like, I don't know about that.
Okay. It was a good ride.
Yes.
I mean, he's always been, like, a little... I feel like lately he's been a little bit more edgy. Although, I'm trying to think back on, like, Killing Him Softly and For What It's Worth.
Oh, dude. Like, the dude has been edgy and pushing buttons from the get-go.
And how many comedy specials that motherfucker have now?
I don't know.
All of them! He's going to be the new George Carlin!
Like, how many have come out within the last, like, year or two? Like, three? Four?
Well, he did two at once, and then he did this one. Did he do one before that? I can't remember.
Okay.
All right, I got to move something over Skype, because Dr. Claw just continuing to stare at me is, like, really throwing me off. I just keep finding my attention wandering over, and, like, I get creeped out again, and then try to focus back on what you guys are saying, but, like... It just keeps drawing me over. Like, I can't not look at him because I feel like he's looking at me.
I mean, he is looking at you. He's looking into your soul, Andy.
No.
At one point, Dave Chappelle does this. He's like, it's like towards the beginning. He's like, I don't think Michael Jackson did it. But even if he did, and he sort of shrugs his shoulders.
Like, he's that's like, it?
Yeah. That's not the whole bit, but he's like, everybody in this room are like, you know, like, I think like half the people in this room have had something bad happen to them, and that I can't remember the way he says it. I don't know if he used the word molested, but he's like, "But it wasn't by the King of Pop, was it?"
Oh, yeah, I can see like that rubbing people on way.
Yeah, he's like, I like, you know, that's a hell of a story to come back to tell the kids at school the next day. I got my dick sucked by Michael Jackson.
No.
Didn't he have another bit like that in one of his other specials? Where it's like, oh, fuck. What am I trying to think of? Oh, fuck. I'm pretty sure he had another. Is it the same bit or someone else like being molested by a famous person? Fuck.
All right. Well, do some research. Come back and give us a report.
He also talked about R. Kelly, like somebody asked him to be in a documentary about it. And he's like, no, because I don't know this motherfucker. Why are you asking me what I think about R. Kelly?
Oh.
Dave, how are you going to make a song about pissing on somebody? How are you going to make a video about pissing on somebody? How are you going to make a video about pissing on somebody?
Yes, it was in, shit. Hold on.
All right, while you look it up, hate is gonna hate.
That's why I don't trip off the bed celebrity. I don't like it. I don't trust it. Because one minute they all love you, the next thing you know, you're in front of that courthouse dancing on top of a car just trying to figure out what the fuck happened.
Yes,
this. The timing of this Michael Jackson shit is what makes.
Is this just the let's listen to Dave Chappelle cast now?
I guess. We should cut all this out.
I was trying to get to the part where I remembered, but anyways.
Jesus, dude.
You can cut that all out. I was waiting for you guys to say something.
I was waiting for you to find a nice spot to stop.
I was waiting for you to be like, oh, yep, I do remember all this.
All
right. So, yes.
No, was that playing at like 25% additional speed? Because Dave Chappelle seemed to be talking real fast. Like,
yeah, 1.15.
Okay.
Yeah, 1.5, yeah. That's how I watch my YouTube videos.
I've heard that about you.
Nobody doesn't have time. Take your time. Gotta be fast. Gotta be quick.
I mean, most medic. I watch people play games. It's so interesting. I used to hate watching you play video games, Andy. Mostly because you're just very tedious.
Oh man! Like you want to know what the karmic retribution for that is? Me watching Drew play.
I mean, it's not like it's not a dig on Andy. He's just like he really likes to explore like rooms and stuff.
But the way you said it, you're very tedious.
I mean, he knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But now I'm super. I mean, granted, it's a fast paced game, but I'm like, I want to learn some stuff. Like I didn't get it, and now I kind of get it.
What game is it?
Clash Royale.
Pac-Man.
Although I'm getting less and less enamored. Because, like, you know, I think it's YouTube content in general. Like, they need to come. It's a game that doesn't change that much, but they're always like, oh, this new deck, this secret new deck. I'm like, no, you showed this deck like a week ago. Like, what are you talking about? Like, they're doing videos every day, and, like, how, you know, really, what can you say at a certain point?
Yep.
And the game only shifts, like, every month or so. Like, they'll do an update, and so it'll shift then. So, yeah, there is new things to talk about. But, yeah, for the most part, after that, it's like, all right.
Yep, you're not going to make that YouTube money if you don't get the clicks.
Yeah, exactly. Apparently, they're going to start hiding the exact subscriber account.
Huh.
For that reason, I guess. So, like, YouTubers don't feel as much pressure or something.
That's dumb.
I mean, I don't know if I really need to know.
So like it'll be hidden from the rest of us, not from that YouTube.
Yeah. I'm sure
that,
they'll still be able to see. I think it's just from like the general populace won't be able to go and be like, oh, you got one. Although I wouldn't say it's really, once you get to a certain threshold, it's not super specific anyways, right? I guess once you get past a million, it's not super specific, which most people are probably not.
I mean, it's like, I don't think it needs to be super exact either. You know, if it's like 1.00731 million, who gives a shit? Then you can drop some of those figures. I think once you get over 1,000, like the difference between 1,000 and 1,001, meh. Like if you get over 1,000, let's just go to, you know, like it's 1,100, 1,200, 1,300. Two figures, two digits is probably pretty good from then on out.
1 million.
It's like close enough.
We've been going long.
Here we have.
It's time to wrap this shit up. Goodbye, everybody. Fuck off. No?
I mean, that's, you know. I'm harsh. Nigga, sometimes you gotta race.
More Chappellisms.
He's a funny dude, Tim. I don't know if you know this about Chappelle. He's kind of funny.
I do know that. So that's Sandcast for this week.
Remember, spay new to your pets. and don't trust drivers. Fuck. I feel like multiple times this last week, drivers have done like just stupid things where they're just like start rolling through a stop sign. Oh, fuck, the other day I was about to cross the street and this car just...
How Noah made it seem like we were going to end the show and he's like, nope, I'm going to go on a fucking Dennis Miller style rant at the end.
That's because yep. we've three-way switched our souls this week, Tim. I got yours, he got mine.
I guess this car was just coming super fast up to the stoplight. It made me nervous. That's all.
So I must have Noah's soul then, right?
Yeah, check your dick.
Yeah.
Today, we're going to do the things.
is that my singing sounds like to you, Tip?
Yep.
Me too. That was dead on.
Oh, wait. No. Let me do it right. Loving you is easy, blah, 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 blah.
Do, 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 do.
Ah!
I was just actually listening to the actual song this week.
Actually?
Yep.
Actually, factually?
I like that song.
All right. Not today, woke sacred cows.
What do I hate this week? This week, I hate that nobody has invited me to their sexy potlucks.
their fucklets, sexlets. Wait, what'd you call it? Fuck?
Pot fucks. Fucklet.
Yeah. Pot fucks.
Pot fucks.
Pot
yes.
fucks.
You're sexy. I saw a Facebook posting that I did like almost 10 years ago about how good cinnamon toast is. I'm like, oh yeah, that shit's still on point. Something's gonna change.
I still agree with me.
That shit's on point. Anyways.
You know what I like better than cinnamon toast? Cinnamon raisin toast.
Oh. You know what's weird? I will buy a loaf of it, eat like two or three slices, and just never eat it again. I don't know why. I love it, but I just never eat it.
You're like, that is all I needed. This is feeling just too bourgeoisie.
My kids love that shit.
Your kids love a lot of things.
They are right to love it.
That's true.
You're better than that, though? Everything bagels.
Everything bagels are pretty fucking delicious.
You know what's worse than that? Everything Donald Trump.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
Oh shit, we haven't gotten to Andy's sign-off yet.
Oh no, that was it. Yeah, I just completed it.
Oh. What if we sprinkled like everything bagel seasoning on Donald Trump? Would you like him to, Andy?
Only if we baked him. Like the bagels.
Yeah.
And what kind of schmear would you put on them?
Can I pop them in the oven for a little while? Oh, classic. Like, just plain. Like, that's... Oh, no. Nope, chive. That's the right thing to put on an everything Donald
Trump.
That's
a good one.
Yep.
I like strawberry in some cases.
But you don't want to waste a good one on Donald Trump, because you're not going to want to eat it.
You just want to drop it on the ground. Smear down. Smear down.
Then I think the schmear for Donald Trump is just whatever was coming off Noah's dick while he was getting some prosciutto.
It's my smegma.
And then I throw Trump on the ground.
Man.
I ain't a part of your system.
I think what I really love about their hip-hop skits especially is, like, it obviously comes from a place of love of, like, we were really into, like, rap and hip-hop. Like, you can just hear, like, all these, like, cliches.
Tropes?
I don't know what
you, yeah.
Yeah.
Homages.
Homages, yeah.
Yep.
And like, I don't know, subtle stuff. Anyways, what do you hate, Andy?
And they all, I already said that nobody's invited me to their potfuck.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Potfuck!
You sexy motherfucker!
I still remember Wavo Splash. Every once in a while, I will just, like, if I'm cleaning down below, I'll just think, Wavo Splash, you sexy motherfucker!
Who was that?
Pablo Francisco.
He got accused of joke stealing, right?
He did?
Or did he?
Did he?
No.
No, people would steal another his guy, jokes.
Another Hispanic comedian.
Are you thinking of Carlos Mencia?
That guy.
Yes. Woo! Oh, he definitely did. No, Pablo Francisco.
I hope
not...
they never find out that you confused them for each other.
Yeah. I wish I didn't know.
All right. And scene.